You know who this is, right?
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
I know every Johnny Cash song.
Been gone 10 years. His birthday was over the weekend. I love Johnny Cash.
You know, he had a place up in Ojai, Casita Springs.
Did he really?
Yeah. You got by there, they're like, this is where Johnny Cash lived.
By the way, one of the best biopics of all
time.
That
was so good.
Joaquin Phoenix played Johnny Cash.
It's a hard watch, though.
Why?
The beginning.
Well, he's in prison.
No, the beginning with the brother.
Yeah, but it starts out in Folsom Prison, and then it ends at Folsom Prison, the concert there. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know,
spoiler alert. Sorry,
I don't
want to
say too much about the...
Yeah. But Johnny Cash, he made an album late in his career, this acoustic album he did, where he did...
Really?
He did like One by U2. He did like a bunch of really classic songs. And if you haven't heard that, check it out. But I love Johnny Cash. Legendary guy. All right, so pickleball. That's an abrupt change.
Yeah.
That deserves a Seinfeld. So, Momo, we're all on the pickleball train now.
I know. You guys are all hyped.
Oh, God. And here's the thing. So my brother Brian Mashonsky is flying out to play pickleball with me.
And how many days early?
He's getting there on Wednesday.
Okay.
Which means we're going to have a couple of days of practice.
I like this.
Yeah. But I am really serious, not just about this tournament, which is coming up March the 18th at the Agape Pickleball Center at Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. Not just that. I actually think I want to pick up the game.
You think it's a really good game?
I think it's a really good game I would like to play on an ongoing basis.
It sounds like a really good workout.
It is. It's a good workout. I got gassed when we were playing last week.
It's fun.
Now, Bergman, have you played since our last practice?
No, I have not, but I've been wanting to play. It was raining all last week.
Yeah, it was raining, all that stuff.
So Jorge and I are going to play on Thursday with Sliwa and Clinton in Pasadena. Are you going to come to that?
Oh,
that's a long commute for you.
That is a long commute for me.
Here comes
so
the
much
wishy-washy.
For I want to play.
What's that?
So much for I want to play more often.
No, but you know what? Like Pasadena after the show, and then you got to get back to the West Side. Now
I've got it worked out to play in Santa Monica. I got it worked out to play in Santa Monica, where they've got Santa Monica Pickleball Club. No, it's open.
Yeah, I know, but not with us.
Open courts. No, not with you guys. Look, I'll get good on my own. I don't have to be with you guys.
I gotta be honest. Like so many decisions that we make in our lives are determined by how far is it and how long of a drive is it gonna be after.
Yeah, like Momo says, come to my house. I'm like.
Yeah, you live in the valley.
I don't have my passport updated. Southern California's big,
sure.
Man. So
like,
yeah,
Greg,
I'm not.
Does this affect who you date? Like when you go on dating websites and stuff, you're like, oh, somebody lives in like Southern Orange County. You're like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's too far.
It's too far.
Yeah, no, I thought Long Beach was too far. Anything?
Yeah, Long Beach too far.
Yeah,
I think.
Too far. Yeah, I mean, if it's
you live
more
in the
than,
valley, that's far.
I live in the valley. I'm not going to go all the way. I mean, I can go that way from here and wouldn't take. Terribly long, but getting home is amazing.
Yeah, no, geographically undesirable. It's hard.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's not undesirable. Like, where you live is very, very nice. It's just it's a long way from where I live.
Exactly. Especially, it depends on the time of day.
But I am going to be a pickleball player ongoing. There's a thing called the Santa Monica Pickleball Club. I'm going to join. I'm going to play open courts. I'm going to keep playing after the pickleball tournament because it's fun. It's good energy, good exercise. I totally dig it. And thanks to Calvin and Ara and those guys who are helping us put on the tournament. You should be out there. It's going to be an all-day event at the Agape Pickleball Center. If you want to get reserved seating, you can register at ESPNLA.com. Open to the general public. Everybody's going to be there. Thank you to Michelob Ultra, Bud Light Seltzer, and Pizza Hut for all their help on getting that together. All right, so I think, and especially in light of the Padres extending Manny Machado.
On the verge of
11 years, 350. And Gavin Lux, we don't know the status of, but I really question why the Dodgers need to get under the luxury tax threshold. Why was that important in a league where Steve Cohen and Peter Seidler now of the Padres are just spending? This is Los Angeles. The Dodgers, a heritage franchise, they got their own TV network. Why do the Dodgers need to be under the luxury tax threshold?
Star effing driven town.
Like, wouldn't we feel better? I was pushing for Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we feel better about Gavin Lux's injury if we had Xander Bogaerts ready to play shortstop?
Yes, but I also think like there are other consequences, Greg. It's not just about money, right? They take away flexibility.
Yes, you lose draft picks too. Yep. So there's like draft compensation. Everything gets kind of moved back.
I think it's also. It's not like they're afraid to spend money. It just becomes like 4-1, 5-1 in years where you're over the luxury tax multiple years in a row, right? It just becomes so much that it's not about spending on Shohei Ohtani or not. It's about the contract you signed for Rojas is now, what's the deal?
I think it's $5 million a year.
Okay, so it's more like $20 million a year for way over the tax, right? Like, it's like every dollar becomes four times as much.
Yeah, but why do the Dodgers care? Why don't they spend like everybody else? They always have. Why have they gone from the biggest payroll in baseball to like the sixth highest payroll in baseball? It's the Dodgers.
Because they're saving for Ohtani.
Yeah, but why do you have to save? Steve Cohen spent all this money. Steve Cohen's just going to make a run at Ohtani anyway. This is a new league now with those guys. They're just willing to spend.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to what you're saying, though. You're saying they went from the first overall team spending to sixth.
Yeah.
It's not like they're dropping down to 25th. I mean, I get it, too.
I do understand what you're saying. It's a good point. It's well taken. It's the same thing that you would say in basketball, right? Like, the Lakers always have a top payroll,
right?
And yet they'll get called cheap all the time because, oh, they let Caruso go or something, right? Like, people, like, fans on that train.
The Lakers have been over the luxury tax.
They're
for a
always
while
over
now.
The luxury tax, but there's degrees of over the luxury tax, right? So that's your point. There's degrees. Like, are you going to be the Warriors that are going to spend $400 million on salary and luxury tax next year, theoretically?
Yep.
Or are the Warriors going to disassemble it? And their owner, Joe Lacob, has always said, it's not that you're spending money. It's not the actual amount of money. Like, they'll spend for a team at a championship or a team that has a chance at a championship.
Right.
But if this is a team that may not have a chance, like, if it's the Warriors right now are like 10th.
Yeah, they're probably going to shed Draymond Green, I would imagine.
Yeah, Draymond or Clay.
Yeah.
I mean, those are two big salaries. Draymond has a player option. I don't know that he picks that up. He has to decide. It's $27 million. It's not nothing. But, let's say the Warriors have not been good this year. They're like 500.
Right.
But let's say they get it together in the playoffs and go on another run.
Right. Like Ireland says, I still like the Warriors to win the championship.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't see it. I don't get it. I don't think they've got size. I don't think they got that interior big man that they need. Weissman didn't pan out. They ended up moving him. I just don't see the Warriors making a run.
I think if everyone's healthy with the Warriors, I can see them making a run. I'm one of those. To me, the Warriors could get swept in the first round, or they could win the championship. Like, that's the level of fluctuation I can see with the Warriors. A lot of it has to do with Andrew Wiggins. He was an X factor for them last year as an all-star. He's really good, and he was good for like 2 months this year, and then he got hurt, and he's never been the same. And so now he's out for personal reasons. Like, Jordan Poole's been Draymond. And I don't want to do all this Warriors talk right now, but the issue with the Warriors, like, they remind me a bit of the Lakers in 2011, Phil Jackson's last year,
okay,
where they're literally getting swept by 30 points a game against Dallas, and you could make an argument like, but I still believe they can come back. Never underestimate the heart of a champion, right? They'd been to the finals 3 years in a row, 08, 09, 2010, 2011. You just kept waiting for them to do it.
Right.
And then they got swept. They just didn't have it. There was a thing with Powell, and Lamar wasn't good. And sometimes teams just go out in a blaze of glory. They just flame out. That's it. That's all. They're done.
You know, I wanted to mention last night, Damian Lillard went for 71 against the Rockets. It was against I don't care if it's against the Rockets. They're awful, but
yeah.
71.
The game was close enough he could stay in the game, which is why he went for 71.
I really respect the fact that Dame Lillard is so committed to Portland. He's not demanded a trade. He wants to win there. He's become the all-time leading scorer in Portland Trailblazers history. He's not saying, I want to go to the Suns to make a run. Yep. He's not chasing a ring right now. I really respect the fact that he's doing that. But other people say that's just not competitive.
So it's a really interesting question because, like, Kobe was in a similar situation.
Sure.
Right? And at a very similar point in his career, Kobe did demand a trade.
Yes.
They just didn't trade him.
Yep.
And Ian went on to win two more titles because the Lakers made the moves they did to get Pau Gasol, and then Andrew Bynum got good, yada, yada. Dame is at a similar place. He was really, a couple years ago, unhappy with his situation there. You heard a lot of noise.
Sure.
And he never went so far as to actually demand the trade, but there was a lot of friction there. It's a good way to put it. And there you question, okay, did he stay because he really wants to win in Portland? Or did he stay because he doesn't want to be the bad guy, right? Did he stay because he...
By the way, those are not mutually exclusive things. Yeah.
Right. Bradley Beal's a similar guy. Like, has been in Washington this whole time. They've never really been competitive. He puts up a lot of good stats. He signed a big contract. And there's another factor in it, which is that they can pay him the most money.
Like, yeah.
Both of those guys signed super max contracts.
With their own teams.
Their own teams.
Yeah.
And so... how much of that is not wanting to be the bad guy, upset people, and you get handsomely rewarded for staying, and how much of it is loyalty?
Well, and how much of it is, I signed this piece of paper, which is binding, and I'm going to honor it because my word is my bond.
Yeah.
That's part of it. I mean, you can't demand a trade every time things don't sort of go your way, like KD and Kyrie. Hey, it's not going our way. I want out of here. I want to go to a team that's a contender.
We talk about legacy a lot in this business. Like, what is your legacy?
Yeah.
And I believe that this is part of Kobe's legacy, is that he played for the Lakers for 20 years.
Absolutely.
That he stuck it out with the Lakers. He could have, at the end of his career,
wrote it out through the first, number of championships, hung in there. Two more championships. I mean, that is what Kobe's legacy is. Yeah. He's a lifetime Laker.
And I think that is why he has a special place in L.A. Same thing with Magic. And with Kareem, like Kareem obviously there was a trade early in his career, but he was with the Lakers for the majority of his time.
Yeah.
But when you have somebody who sticks it out through thick and thin, that's like a marriage. That's
right.
A really long-term relationship where everybody knows that you didn't jump ship.
Yeah.
You're the anti-Steve Mason.
Yeah, well,
right, but there's a beauty in that, especially when guys like that get their reward at the end. Like Dirk Nowitzki, that's part of his legacy. He was called all sorts. Oh, he was soft. He can't
doesn't
win.
Want to win
and
all
then
that.
He did.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he did. He had the one championship, and then at the end, I felt like they were wasting, his last good years too. But he gets credit for, and there's a statue out of him outside of Dallas. Like, you get credit for that. So is it anti-competitive, or is it loyal? Or, I don't know.
To me, it's loyal. Mm-hmm. To me, it's I've made a commitment to this organization and these fans, and it means something to start and finish your career. I'm not going to, all of a sudden demand a trade because I don't like what's going on. He's sticking it out. And, to me, the measuring everybody in only rings is really unfair. You can't be measured in only rings. And I don't know if that's the media has done that. I would actually argue the media has turned that into a thing. The media has turned into you're only as good as the number of rings you've won.
Well, it's a game. It's the end of Game of Thrones, right? Who, what's the most important thing? The stories we tell, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, narrative is very powerful, and the most powerful narrative is trying to win.
Sure.
Trying to win. Now, players have glommed onto that as well. So you can't just completely blame the media.
Right.
Like, when players want to talk about why they want to trade, it's because I want to win.
Yeah. Right?
That's the most frequently cited thing. When a coach leaves a job, it's I want to spend more time with my family. When a player wants to be traded, it's because I want to win.
Yeah, right.
I want to get to a better... But equally so, part of LeBron's legacy is that he left. Part of Kevin Durant's legacy is that he asked for trades. That he left the Thunder, and then he left the Warriors, and then he left the Nets. Like, that's all part of your legacy. That's when you write the story of that person's career. That's how they'll be remembered.
Right.
I would argue, like, LeBron probably would have... I don't know. Like, would LeBron have a better legacy if he had played his entire career in Cleveland, if he had never gone to Miami, if he just stuck it out with the Cavs?
Maybe.
For all 20 seasons?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a good thought experiment.
Yeah, yeah. All right, coming up next for you, you will not believe, Momo. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
You will not believe they had an auction.
Oh.
Of the tidy whities that Walter White was wearing in the pilot episode of Breaking Bad. You will not believe what they sold
for. Oh, my
gosh. Plus some more Lakers coming up for you, and we'll keep track of Gavin Lux and his injury, which happened at spring training. As Jack Harris has tweeted, scary sight here for the Dodgers. Gavin Lux down, clutching at his left knee after a slide into third base. Mason Ireland, Momo's in for John 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rainy days and Mondays. Here we are.
Man, it's been raining a lot, though.
It is. And I'm a total wuss now that... By the way, have you seen White Lotus?
No, tell me about it.
White Lotus. So I'm such a... I love award shows, so I watched the SAG Awards yesterday because I got to vote. Did you vote in the SAG Awards?
I don't think I get to vote. Yeah, I'm like a member.
You're a member. Well, you get to vote.
How do I do it? They don't send me anything.
Oh, well then...
They send me something for the health plan every year.
Yeah, the health plan's good.
That's the only thing I get.
Yeah. No, I love voting for the SAG Awards. So White Lotus.
You got to get me into this.
White Lotus,
I gotta figure this out.
Best show, and Jennifer Coolidge, best actress.
She's going to win everything. Oh.
She should. She's hilarious.
She was so great. Yeah. Oh, did you see Bette Midler was sort of openly campaigning for that? Like, somebody said to her, like, hey, would you do a cameo? Like, everyone's trying to get on the next season.
Oh, get on, White Lotus, yeah.
And Bette Midler's, like, trying to be, like, because now Jennifer Coolidge is not on the show anymore. Spoiler alert.
Boy, that's a I wouldn't have done that. I dumped it. I don't know if I got it in time, but I dumped that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I know, but you can't just... people are still jumping on the...
Really?
You can't give the ending.
Did you really?
You gave the ending. I dumped that. Yeah, people are still trying
to...
How long
has it been?
Not long enough.
Okay, sorry.
All right, so there's an interesting piece of memorabilia. Breaking Bad. Now, it has been long enough to talk about Breaking Bad. So, in the very first episode of Breaking Bad, our friend Bryan Cranston, who plays Walter White, was seen in Tighty Whities, right? Very famous Tighty Whities.
Yeah.
The Tighty Whities were auctioned off, and somebody paid $32,500 for the Tighty Whities that Walter White was. I have no idea. They must be framed.
Did anybody ever wash them?
Yeah,
it's kind of gross.
All these questions are interesting. $32,500. Now it's an interesting piece of memorabilia. I was over the Sony lot a while back, and they have the actual camper.
Yeah.
Which I think is really
that's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
But the underwear, I'm not so sure about. Mm-hmm. Not so sure about. All right. I wanted to get to this.
That's kind of weird. Like, where do you hang that?
Yeah. I think you frame it, right? You put
like
it behind
right
glass.
In your, like, right in your living room?
Yeah.
So people have, like, some underwear on the wall?
I mean, you have to put that in your living room right above the mantle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a talking piece.
It is a talking piece.
I guess
piece.
So. You have
the whole point.
You know
of it.
What? I think it needs an explainer underneath.
I think it does. You can't just have a pair of underwear hanging in your living room.
If you're spending $32,500, you need to put it prominently in your house so that everybody can see.
Most likely, you probably have other memorabilia as well.
A memorabilia room.
Yeah.
By the way, this is the kind of thing that we were talking about Damian Lillard. Dame is a paper champion. Who cares if he scores 90? A lot of people have that view. Or you can be Kevin Durant, and every time the going gets tough, you say, trade me to a contender.
Right, and then when he did win with the Warriors, he didn't really get credit.
Correct.
He was Finals MVP twice, and everybody was like, I don't know, but you joined Steph's team.
It is true. You've got to lead a team to a championship to get full. You can't just, every time things get tough, you can't say, hey, trade me. That team looks like they're going to be good. I could be the finishing piece for them. I'll go there. That's what he did with Phoenix.
So let's go back in time to Dwight Howard.
Okay.
Remember the Lakers
stay
trade
Dwight,
him?
Stay.
Stay D12.
Stay D12, yeah.
Do you remember when the Lakers had their pitch meeting for him?
Yes.
Okay, and it was like at that office in Beverly Hills, and there's all these teams. We used to do that in free agency.
Yeah.
Like teams, I would be like part of the
PowerPoint paparazzi. Presentation.
Yeah.
Everybody's outside
the
hotel.
Everybody's outside the office, yeah. That was fun, sort of.
Yeah.
It was better TV. Right? It was better TV when, we had like, I remember I used to do on stakeouts, like when Carmelo visited the Laker offices.
Yeah.
I was there and I was like, I had the camera crew with me and they like opened the gate. and we got the video of Carmelo driving in.
Mm.
I was like, Carmelo Anthony has arrived for his press meeting. Like, I was like live on the air. This was like breathless.
Yeah, sure.
He's going to have his meeting right up there.
It doesn't get like that anymore.
No. Whatever happened to that?
That was
fun.
That was like a moment in time. Like, yeah. I remember one year we did Sábado Gigante, which
I remember
was
that.
A Saturday night, happened to be the trade deadline, and we were all excited because we were going to wind up with Paul Pierce.
Oh.
And we found
Paul
out.
George.
Paul George. I'm sorry, Paul George. And Paul George wound up staying because Westbrook threw a party for him. And before we ever even got to the start of the show, he was already staying in OK. Then it was Sábado Disappointing. Yeah, Sábado Disappointing was absolutely right.
But anyway, Dwight Howard was, he's with Orlando. He has to be traded. They trade him to the Lakers. He goes to the Lakers. He doesn't really like it here. And they had this pitch meeting, and I remember because I was like the weird paparazzi standing outside the curb in Beverly Hills waiting for people to arrive. Mike D'Antoni's at the pitch meeting. Steve Nash is at the pitch meeting. Kobe shows up kind of late in sweatpants. He was like, why am I here? Like, I shouldn't have to pitch you on staying at the Lakers, right? But I remember asking Kobe afterwards, like, what did you say? What was your pitch?
Mm-hmm.
And he essentially, his pitch was, the grass is not always greener elsewhere. At some point, you just have to plant your roots and stay someplace. Just plant your roots. Just be there. Just try to win someplace. Like, wherever you go, there's going to be problems. There's always going to be stuff. Nothing's ever perfect. At some point, pick a spot, plant your roots, make it work.
Yeah. That's a solid pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what, in the end, what Kevin Durant said about player movement is true on one hand and not true on the other.
Yeah.
Right? He said player movement's good for the league. Look at how many tweets there were. Basically, that's what he said.
Yeah.
From our perspective, yes, great content, great to talk about, stirring the pot and all that stuff is really good. On the other hand, you did torpedo a franchise. I mean, a franchise that paid you well, that you helped recruit the talent, that it all blew up on you. I mean, that's the other part of it, is you've screwed up a franchise. So I don't believe that this... I'm all for players, calling their own shots, but demanding a trade in the middle just because things get tough, I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, I mean, I also think it's... with LeBron in Cleveland, he finally leaves. And I think LeBron deserves a lot of credit, and we should not lump him together with Kevin Durant.
No,
here.
Not at all.
LeBron has not requested a trade.
No.
LeBron hasn't been traded.
Oh, you're right.
He's just left as a free agent.
Correct.
He's honored his contracts.
Yeah. That's a better way to do it. LeBron has signed shorter term deals, bet on himself, and wound up staying to fulfill the contract. I just think fulfilling a contract is the right thing to do.
It's the right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is the right thing to do.
Yeah, you sign a piece of paper. People build around you. They're counting on a certain level of security. Now, LeBron has also been transparent when he was about to leave. He said, I'm not willing to sign a longer-term deal. And they would say, will you make a commitment to us, whether you sign the deal or not? And he would say, no, I want to be a free agent, right?
Right.
That was part of the reason Kyrie left. Asked for a trade the first time.
Sure.
Well, if LeBron's not going to stay here, then why would I stay? I'm going to get out before he leaves.
Right. I'll tell you what. I want to do a huge change.
Okay.
Coming up next, this Rams season was terrible. But after reading a little bit, it was even worse than we thought.
Ooh.
That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland. Momo's in for John. 710 ESPN. We got all our rain songs. Get out your umbrella. So Momo's in for John today.
It's a good play right there.
Yeah, very good song choice.
It's just been raining forever.
Yeah.
It's like we all moved to Seattle.
I went out to the desert this weekend to see my mom and not stepdad Leo, and I thought, all right, so get out of the rain, go out to the, raining out there,
yeah, it's
cold
raining
out
everywhere.
There. It's just the way to, the snow is so far down the mountain.
So our property values, are they going to go down to reflect the fact that our weather is no longer the envy of?
The sun is coming back, Bergman. I think the sun is coming back on Wednesday or Thursday.
It was supposed to be Thursday, but now everything I'm seeing is that Wednesday it's going to be better.
Yeah.
But
we are not hardy here in Los Angeles. We are not a hardy
lot. I'm not at all.
By the way, Momo, you should know this. You're a weather lady.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've studied it.
Yeah.
I know the forecast. I'm just asking you. I totally know.
By the way, the radio, it's... Can I
Do you guys
this?
Want a forecast? You got yeah. some music for me?
The radio itself is sucking right now.
Oh. Yeah, it's we're having some issues. We are working on it.
On the
Somebody kicked the plug out of the wall.
Yeah, so we'll get so probably you.
Have another but storm on, system is coming through the south.
But on the app, it's perfect. And on YouTube, it's perfect. So go to the ESPN LA app
just
or...
bouncing off some clouds
YouTube,
and
search ESPN LA on YouTube and get that. We'll keep you up to date on Gavin Lux, who left... today's game with an apparent right knee injury. Remember, the Dodgers counting on him to be the everyday shortstop this year. We're hoping for the best, but it did not look good at all. So I was reading Jordan Rodrigue's piece in the Athletic.
She's really good, by the way.
She's really good.
I hope she hears me say that. I do read a lot of her stuff.
Her good. About the Rams. And, you know, it was a terrible season. Terrible season. I mean, we all lived through it. What's interesting is that it may have been worse than we thought. Oof. Sean McVay, it feels like, after reading this, was really, really thinking about leaving.
Yeah.
TV deal or not. So I want to read something that Jordan wrote. She said, McVay is so personally validated by the success of a franchise built to function almost entirely around him. It spiraled under a wave of self-destruction, fatigue, grief, and frustration. He agonized over whether to leave the team and called his relationship with football a beautiful torment.
You know, the beginning of this is all about how he reads other people's books on leadership and character.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, she had a line in there. It was like he was checking off other people's boxes and not his own about what constitutes success. And I feel like with Sean and things that I've read about him, I think there was a good Seth Wickersham story this past year, and Jordan writes about him a lot as well. So much of why he's good is his self-concept of himself.
Yes.
Is that no one will outwork him, no one will outthink him, no one will outstudy him. And when that self-concept is not validated by results, you really question yourself.
Right.
Like, okay, have you ever had... So for me, I had always thought of myself as an athlete. I was a college athlete.
Right.
And
me too.
Over the years, adjacent-ish, I guess. Over the years, I have been less and less of an athlete, right? Like,
yes.
I played some slow pitch, you know, but, like, you know, I get to be in my 40s. I have kids. I don't go out as much. I'm still athletic. I can still play a little bit.
Yeah.
But when I had my back injury... That was a big deal for me because it completely undid my self-concept that I can push through anything, that I can physically just do it. Like when you're athletic, you believe that you can do it.
Sure.
So I don't know what it's like to be unathletic and not feel, I know what it's like to be short, so I know that feeling of like, oh, no matter what I do, I cannot become taller.
Right.
I can't, no matter how much kilo I sing, okay? It's But when you're athletic, you're like, oh, I can do that. There's very few things that I'm not going to be able to do. And then all of a sudden, you really can't. And something that you believe so wholeheartedly about yourself is now...
not true.
Not true. And that's really hard.
Yeah.
And that's what I get from everything I read about Sean these days.
Here's another nugget. Start of the week meetings for scouting personnel staff turned into a melancholy routine, scrolling through phone contacts and film clips while quietly asking each other, does anybody know a lineman?
God.
It was a rough year. It was a rough year for McVay personally.
Yeah.
It was a rough year for people in the organization. And now it's going to be an interesting offseason. I can't tell what the Rams are doing. I don't. No. I mean, Bobby Wagner and the Rams. Bobby Wagner had an all-pro season.
What was that about? He was just like, I'm out?
1 year and gone. It was mutual agreement. Bobby's still going to play somewhere, maybe back in Seattle. Great.
Did you see what Bobby said when he left, too?
No.
He said, I want to go somewhere I can win.
Ooh.
That's rough.
Isn't that a weird thing to say?
But I will say...
Well, he just finished a 5-0.
Sure, but why doesn't that mean that they're going to win this year coming up, too? Wouldn't you... I mean, it's like $5 million.
And Jalen Ramsey, they're getting ready to trade. 28-year-old cornerback.
You think that's it?
Tremendous. I mean...
Would you move Stafford,
no.
Cup, Donald?
No.
One of those guys?
I don't think they're going to wave the white flag. I don't think they're going to wave the white flag.
Is that waving white flag, or is that getting picks and trying to rebuild?
I think they're looking for draft capital. I'm not sure that they're necessarily in rebuilding mode. I don't sense that. Do you think they're in rebuilding mode?
No, I think that at these moments, after years like this, you do a lot of self-reflection. And
yes.
You say, what have we done right? What did we do wrong? What can we do differently?
Right.
And I actually think this is like some of the best opportunity for growth. Mm-hmm. Like McVay had a lot of success early doing it one way.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people in this world in various industries who have success right away.
Yeah.
And then you don't hear from them again.
Right.
Like the people I admire the most professionally are the ones who've been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
And you may think I'm like just kissing up to you when I say like that you guys are the best in sports radio because you've been doing it for so long. Like it's hard to stay relevant for as long as you have.
Sure.
It's really hard.
I agree. 100%.
And I think that's like Sean's got to figure out how to be relevant again. Like he's got to figure out this pivot. Like it's like a Yasiel Puig took the league by storm. Yeah, then the league adjusted and he was out.
Well, Les Snead also appears to be doing something.
Right?
F them picks
is
probably a thing
picks.
Of the past. Now you're right.
Back.
They're trying to get picks. Yeah. They got an offensive line to rebuild.
That's called growing up. That's an evolution. That's making an adjustment.
Maybe it's an edge rusher instead of a middle linebacker. Yeah. Maybe that's the direction they go. I hope this isn't the beginning of a rebuild. I don't think it is. I think the Rams want to compete again. I think with Stafford and with Kupp and with Donald, you're going to be a factor in the NFC West. And once you get into the tournament, then anything can happen.
Yeah, but like...
But it does... I felt bad Bobby Wagner leaving. I felt bad.
Yeah.
You know, Jalen Ramsey's been such an important part of this team.
He really has.
Such an important part of the Super Bowl.
Why are they trading him?
Because he's due $20 million and wants an extension.
Oh, it's the extension.
Yeah, the extension is the reason. He wants an extension. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But, the personal turmoil for McVay has got to be really difficult.
But that's where you either become... Like, when Mike Trout and Yasiel Puig came into the league, we had very deep discussions and long discussions on this show. I remember them. Who would you rather have, Yasiel Puig or Mike Trout?
I remember those conversations.
And I said Puig, and
I did
was
too.
Wrong.
I also said Puig.
I know.
Stupid.
Yeah, we were
That
wrong.
Was my hot take that day.
Yeah, so no one should listen to you.
Yeah, my hot takes. My hot takes.
I know baseball, and I was wrong, too.
I know baseball.
I know. We know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, we
But
were...
it's about making an adjustment. Baseball probably has the highest former MVPs who turn out to be nothing.
Yeah.
Like 3 years from now. Like, I mean, I don't want to bring up Cody Bellinger in a negative light.
But, I mean, it's fair.
Look, we talk about a lot of Boris clients that bet on themselves and always want to hit free agency and then test the market and get paid. That one didn't work out.
No, that one did. Although Cody signed a nice deal with the Cubs.
Not as nice as it would have been.
No, not as nice as it would have been. He didn't sign a gigantic deal.
Yeah.
But I think he signed a 2-year deal with the Cubs.
Mace, that was basically like when you do a short sale on your house.
I mean, like, he's got a prove it deal.
What would he have gotten?
Oh, well, there's no...
After his MVP year.
After if he was performing at that level, he's a $300 million player.
Yes.
In this market, $300 million. So, yes, he didn't pan out the way we expected.
And is that
him
his fault or his agent's fault? Maybe a little both.
Why is it his agent's fault? Because they didn't jump on it right
they
away?
They encourage you to
sign
hit the market.
Right away?
No, to hit the market. That's the whole strategy, is hit the market.
Well, you hit the market. You only scored 2 years. All right, coming up next for you, going to do some What's Up Foo. We're going to do some Lakers at 3 o'clock. Lakers looked unbelievable yesterday afternoon, last night in Dallas. They come back from 27 points down. Unbelievable game for Jared Vanderbilt. We'll get into all that coming up for you. But What's Up Foo is next. Mason in Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris. And by the way, the Dodger game is in the top of the ninth already, and I think the game started at 12:30, if I'm right.
12:30, so an hour and 2 hours.
You know what that means?
Yeah. Quicker games.
Got to get there and warm-ups.
Yeah.
Don't show up in the first inning. We used to, like, when we go to spring training, we go to a game, we, like, you know, try to get, let's say the 7:05 start.
Yep.
And get there about 7:15, 7:20, whatever. Maybe miss top of the first.
You're going to miss 3 innings.
Yeah. Got to get there early.
Get there fast.
That means when you leave here to go to a Dodger game for when we take somebody to a baseball game.
Yes.
You have to leave right away and get there right away, not take 4 hours to get there.
Mm.
Yeah, I probably
all right.
will do that.
Anyway, NBA Central put this out there from Eric Pincus today. It said the NBA could implement a target score for overtime games, essentially the Elam ending for regular season games. Would you be in favor of the Elam ending to end regular season overtime games?
I'm anti.
Anti. You know, absolutely not. That's an absolutely not for me.
It's totally not necessary. Why? We just saw that Clipper game on Friday night.
Awesome. It went to 351
points, second highest scoring game
better than in history.
It was fun. It went double overtime, and it was a big game.
I have a little confession to make on that Clipper game. I went to that Clipper game.
Oh, you did?
I did not stay for the end. I'd never do this, but it was really, remember that was the first day of that really bad rainstorm?
Yep.
It was really, 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 really bad rain.
Right.
And the last time I drove home in that, I got really scared, like I hydroplaned a couple times. I was driving really slow, and even then it felt really scary.
Yep.
And I knew the next part of the storm was coming in around 11. I said, you know what? I'm going to get in the car at the end of the third quarter and drive home, and I'll just catch the end of the game. That game was on for so long, I drove all the way home in that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I can still claim I was there. Yeah, it was amazing. Listen to it on the way home.
Not sure it counts that you were there if you left early.
I was there for three quarters, and then they played three more quarters, essentially.
Yeah.
I guess I was there for half.
So I think the issue is that it's with all of this load management that everybody loves so much, having guys play 45 to 50 minutes a game.
Yeah, they're 5 minutes. Five-minute overtime.
I mean, look, the Clippers went to double overtime two games in a row.
That's 10
minutes. Well, they had a couple games at the parts that they blew that they should have won.
Sure.
They should have won that game.
But I don't find the five-minute overtime to be a problem. I don't think you need the Elam ending.
No. All right. Well,
they're exciting enough.
Yeah.
Exciting enough. All right. This is what. Oh, I'm on the wrong page. Darn it. Give me one second while I have to find my page to push this button. Oh, you got to put me.
What's up?
Good Friday.
All right, there we go.
Good Friday.
It is not Friday. It is Monday.
Ah.
All right. So I was.
This is what
You're
I was.
Just
oh,
really
my God.
Everyone.
Oh, my God. All right. So I was at Illy last week and getting coffee. It was not free coffee.
You get free coffee at Illy. I know the truth.
Sometimes, not every time, and it hasn't been recently.
Yes.
To be real about it.
Okay.
But I was getting coffee and I yawned while I was waiting in line.
Ah.
But it wasn't a typical yawn. It was like a long, audible yawn.
Like where you got to stretch your arms out. I mean, you don't have to do all that.
But that's what I did in the line, not realizing that that's what was happening. And the woman behind me said, that kind of day, huh? And I had no idea that I did it at all. And I felt like a dummy. So has this ever happened to you? It doesn't have to be a yawn. Has something like this happened to you where you do something not realizing you're doing it in public and someone says, hey, so having a rough day?
Well, I used to go to a lot of yoga classes in class.
Oh, and, yeah.
The
baby pose?
Yeah, baby pose, happy baby pose.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I might have farted once.
There's no doubt that you farted once. Yeah, like, I mean, that pose is basically like a fart producer.
It is.
It's like kind of meant to, you know.
How do you play that off when you fart in public? How do you play it off?
Do you point at the guy next to you?
No. I will do this. I will say, that's rude.
No.
Even though it's me.
No, I mean, like, everybody's
rude.
Farting.
So
that,
then
baby
you're throwing
pose.
People off the trail. No.
I say you own it and just be like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
You just don't say anything.
That pose is
Literally like designed to get you to fart.
So I would say that is one right there. I mean, we've had moments on the show where, you know, where people have absolutely
it was late in the game.
All right, I got one. You ready?
Yeah,
go ahead.
All right, so I don't know. It was like maybe a month or so ago. My college roommate was in town. It was raining because it's always raining here apparently in New Seattle. And we met up at Universal City Walk and she decides that she has to bring me something from City Walk and she brings me this giant box of Voodoo Donuts. But it was kind of like rainy. Like, it was clearly like got some, like the box a little soggy and stuff like that. I really don't need any of these donuts.
Right.
Like it was just a nice gesture for her. But I put them in my car. I said, thank you. And they were in my car after, you know, a few hours. And I'm walking out from a Laker game. And it's like, again, raining. And, you know, I'm going to eat my feelings or whatever. And I look in the back of my car. And I go, oh, man, I got those donuts. Look pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, I'm like, am I just going to eat this right? But they were like really messy. There was like a chocolate one. I'm like standing outside my car at 11 o'clock at night. And I have this like soggy box of donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I can't eat this while I'm driving. It's going to get all over me. I have to just stand here and eat this right now. And right as I start taking the messiest, gooeyest bite.
Right.
Malika Andrews drives by.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All over your face.
Yeah.
All over my face. Like, yeah. It's like literally like chocolate and like gooiness. And I'm like, yeah. Hey.
Well, good for
like,
you.
And then I'd be, and then I said, do you want some of these? They just get, and it's like a really gross, soggy box of donuts,
right,
but they look,
right.
They're so, and she goes, you know what? Yeah.
She got one?
So she took one of the donuts, and I'm like, she got the one with like the cereal on it. From
okay,
the
yeah, sure.
And she was like, we're not going to talk about this, right? And I was like, no.
Oh,
I guess
yeah,
I just
until
did.
The radio, yeah.
Yeah.
Until
but then
the radio.
I said, Malika, this is going to be like your People Magazine stars. They're just like us.
Yeah.
This, if anyone has a photo of this. Because I look like the kind of girl who would be eating a chocolate donut at 11
sure.
o'clock at night. She does not.
So Bergman, the yawn.
The yawn, yeah.
Jorge, anything?
What, like the yawn?
No, no. Is there anything happened to you that you were in public and did something and someone was like, hey.
Nah, not that I can think of right
nothing.
Now.
Nothing.
You've never
nothing
been caught
right
in an awkward nose pick. I mean,
well, maybe,
in traffic.
Yeah, while you're driving, yeah.
Yeah, while you're driving, nobody can see.
Somebody
it.
Rolls up and you're just like right in the middle rule. Of getting that booger out.
It is a proven oh, fact. Oh. It is a proven fact that when you are driving, no one can see you when you pick your nose.
Or when you're singing like out loud in your car.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
And you get caught, but the guy next door is like, oh, cool.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
man.
A good one.
That's a good one, yeah.
What's up, food?
Right, what's up, food?
I think I win that one. That was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you did.
That's pretty
all
good.
Over
yeah,
my
that
face.
Is good.
Okay, so I'm dropping off my daughter at her grandma's this morning, and there's a car on the side of the road asking for help, like trying to wave people down.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody pulls over. Are we past the days where we help somebody on the side of the road? Even
it depends on who it is.
Yeah.
Meaning?
Is it a little old lady?
No, it's just it wasn't an old lady. It was just a regular man.
Regular man.
Just regular man.
I don't know, it feels like something like.
What do you think what help do you think he needed?
No, I mean, he had the hazard lights on, pulled over to the side of the road, but I'm thinking, like, nobody's going to pull over and help you, dude.
Was he waving people?
Yeah, like, hey, please stop.
Oh, I would
stop. You would stop?
I would totally stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bergman, what are you looking at me like that for?
I don't believe
I
for
I
one
totally
second.
Stop.
I don't believe for one second that you
would
stop.
I would absolutely stop. I would. If they're waving. To me, like now, if they're just yeah. there with their hazard lights, I don't stop. But if they're like standing alongside the road
yeah.
saying, hey, I need help, I'm the guy that stops.
I don't stop
okay.
I
don't know
if
about
I'm
that.
Going. Usually I'm late anyway, so I can't. But like yeah, I did this the other day. I saw some teenagers in distress at the park.
Yeah.
They needed somebody who had some jumper cables.
Okay.
And yeah. I was like, okay, it's like 7 o'clock at night. I was driving with my 4-year-old in the back seat. Should I stop and help them? I do have jumper cables.
You do?
I have them in my car.
So you stopped and
I
you...
stopped and I helped them. But
oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But I was like, this is a bad idea. I'm at a park right now. It's dark. My 4-year-old was like fine for a little while, but it was like taking a while. And I was like, if anything happens, there was people around me. But like, I don't know. This could be a total scam. Like, this could just be like, this is how you're going to hold me
right.
up. You know, like, oh, I need a jump.
Bergman, you question if I would stop?
Yeah, I just don't know if you're a stop guy.
I have absolutely stopped. I have stopped.
You have stopped.
Absolutely.
Here in Los Angeles.
Here in Los Angeles. Actually, last time was probably on the 10 headed towards Palm Springs.
Okay, so out in the middle of nowhere, you're stopping.
Wow.
Totally stopped.
I don't know
nighttime,
if you're stopping in the middle of nowhere.
Nighttime, there was an accident. There was somebody waved me over. I stopped.
Wow.
Nighttime, middle of nowhere.
100%.
Okay, an accident is one thing because there's a bunch of people, but nighttime, middle of nowhere, guy on the side of the road.
Totally
just,
stopped.
You're stopping?
Totally stopped.
No way.
I absolutely
no
did.
Way. I wouldn't
did.
Stop.
There
were
was an accident.
People
like
there
it
too.
Looked like people really needed help.
And by the way, if a dog is loose, I will stop no matter what.
Yeah, I did. I
will.
Too.
I will go out of my way.
Me too.
One
sure,
time I pulled. There's
yeah.
a famous story about. I was supposed to meet John at Jerry's Famous Deli when they used to have it in West Hollywood.
Okay.
So I was supposed to meet him there. I see this golden retriever who's been hit by a car. I immediately pull over. I pulled my car like across traffic.
Wow.
On Olympic to help this dog. Finally show up about an hour late, and I've got blood on my shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a dog loose,
I know.
I just know how that feels. I always stop for a dog.
Yeah.
Probably more likely stop for a dog
than
a person.
Well, absolutely.
I think I would stop if I saw an accident. But like somebody like, oh, I just need some roadside assistance. I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm by myself or if I'm like, if I don't
I don't trust somebody in a car, but I've stopped for motorcyclists. Like, I've stopped for them. Like, hey, man, what do you need? Do you need more gas?
Interesting. Okay.
Man, I feel like this is like the plot to every
like
psycho killer movie.
I don't siphon no gas.
You know?
Yeah. there definitely is an element of that, but I'm a guy and I don't really care. I mean, if somebody really needs help, if somebody's waving on the side of the road,
are you
stop.
Of any help? Like, if somebody has something wrong with their car, you know how to change a tire?
I know I have a AAA membership.
There you go.
AAA.
I have a AAA membership. I can obviously
your car.
Help. Yeah.
I'll change that tire.
Who's the person you call when there's like something like yesterday? I needed help with the generator.
Right.
I have no idea how to start a generator. I just thought I was going to Google like a YouTube video.
No, YouTube it.
And I was going to do that, but I also realized that one of our friends in the neighborhood, one of Daniel's friends, his dad Frank is really handy. He's like a construction guy. He knows stuff. I don't know. He just like knows stuff.
Sure.
Like they're building their own house and stuff. And I was like, I bet if I call Frank, he would just know how to do this. And he did.
Yeah.
And he just came over and did it for me. And I was like, thank you, man.
Well, his name is Frank, so obviously it's gonna work.
Hey,
he's gonna be able to do stuff.
Hey Frank.
Yeah.
Frank.
I know his name is Frank, right?
Like, it's a good old school name.
Yeah. I mean, it's like he's
that
younger
dude
than
can
me.
Fix
but
things. Frank fixes stuff.
Frank knows how to do things.
By the way, not Stepdad Leo, very handy.
Very handy. See,
very
that's
handy
an
guy.
Underrated like quality in people.
I am not handy at all.
I'm a little handy.
You put up all the lights.
I do put up all the Christmas lights.
Well, you are handy.
You know we're officially now July the 22nd, Christmas and July party at my house.
Nice.
It keeps moving back.
No, July the 22nd is the official date. Save the date.
Okay.
What's up, foo?
All right, so this will probably be the last one.
Okay.
Maybe not. We'll see. So the Wooft have made a surprising, albeit necessary, move today. The Wooft is the Washington football team, which is also the Commanders, if you're not aware. they cut Carson Wentz today after 1 year and are saving $26 million in cap space. What do you think happens going forward with Wentz? Momo?
Backup.
Is he good enough
somewhere.
To be a backup?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Come on, man. He's 2 years removed from 27 touchdowns and 7 picks with Indianapolis.
Not bad.
Leading
like,
into
I think
the
Rams should look at him as a backup.
I would love him as a backup for Matthew Stafford.
Could you imagine if he was a backup for, like, Jared Goff in Detroit?
So ironic. The irony would be unbelievable there. I mean, seriously, Carson Wentz was on his way to the MVP till he got hurt against the Rams at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Has flamed out since, but he had a decent year in Indianapolis, and I would argue that probably nobody could have guided that team this year. He's a good backup. He's a really good backup.
He makes questionable decisions at the end of games, yada, yada, yada. But if your quarterback got hurt and you needed someone to hold it down for a game or two, he'd be good.
Yeah, I mean, John Wolford, Carson Wentz. Yeah. Who do I want in relief of Matthew Stafford? Obviously, I want the guy that's done it and done it a lot.
Or Baker Mayfield.
You don't want Baker Mayfield.
Oh, I would love Baker Mayfield.
Would you rather have Baker Mayfield or Carson Wentz as the backup? It's a good question.
That is a tough question. I think I would rather have
Bryce Perkins.
No,
Baker.
I do not want Bryce Perkins.
I think I'd rather have Baker because he already
Baker
had some
too.
Success
in
that role.
Yeah.
But he'd have to embrace it.
Beat the Raiders, so that's enough for me.
You just had to go there.
I had to.
By the way, the Raiders are apparently out on Aaron Rodgers.
What?
Oh,
no.
Is this official?
Did you read this?
Where'd you see that?
I saw that on Friday.
The Raiders are out on Aaron Rodgers?
Don't tell me things like that. That means they're tanking for Caleb.
I don't know.
No, Jimmy G. Say hello to Jimmy G.
Yeah, it sounds like a Jimmy G.
All right, coming up next, I want to do some Lakers coming up next. The most impressive win of the year yesterday, they came from 27 points down. The only teams this year down 27 were 0-138. The Lakers found a way to beat that number one, particularly with a great day from Anthony Davis and an unbelievable performance for Jared Vanderbilt. We'll get into that coming up next for you. Also, actually, we'll take some calls too. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. I guess the question is, can they get the 6? I was watching Stephen A. Smith this morning. Stephen A. says they're going to get the 6.
They're not that far away.
They're not that far away. We'll get into that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.